You are not enough. Your pace is not fast enough. Your demands are too high. You're anxious. You don't need no one. You're beautiful. You're not. You take care of your outer look too much. What are these clothes? Why do you have so many clothes? You are too honest, too direct. Where is your emotion? You think too much. You're too sensitive. You take things personally and you don't think through. You're impulsive. You don't show enough. Show me more. This isn't real. Don't show. Talk to me. Don't talk. Just listen. You talk about yourself. You're so self-centered. Pedant. Perfectionist. You're not enough. You don't think about yourself enough. Again, you think about him all the time. What do you need? What does he need? Be close. Actually, be far away. You laugh too loud. You're too serious. Why you all the time have to talk? Let's lose a little bit. Flow. You're too loose, too sexual. Hold a little. Don't show him that you want. Show him. Stop playing games. Play the game. Ego is for weak. Everyone needs a little bit of ego. It protects us. Choose yourself. Think also about the other side. You're too stiff. You have no boundaries. You're too flexible, too allowing, too decisive. You have no softness. You have so much power. There's no way that always everything is good for you. You're weak. You're strong. Who are you and who am I? After 1 year, I've been hearing all these comments. I reached a point where I'm tired. I forgot who is it that I choose, and I choose too many times the wrong. This time I decided to choose myself. This feeling is a little new, like old and new. It's bizarre because it's not easy first to hug myself and remember that I am myself and it is the best. It's best that ever been and the best that ever will be. So I hug myself really strong and let go. From the inner place that feeling guilty, that is angry of himself, a place that is disappointed, because again we did not succeed. It's a frustrated place, because again I got ran away from. This is a sad place, because again I am not enough of something. And then I take out all the air, like I learned that people do to make good relaxation. And again, I'm not enough. And again, sometimes 10 times. Then I remember that working too much, looking too much inside, and the need to be successful, the thoughts and the deep depth behind every little thing will not help here. The will to engineer reality, this confuses me, makes me weak. Makes me want to throw everything and say, stop, how much can I possibly work on myself? Yes, it's just, yes. Oh. I almost scream, stop, at every minute, should I know what I need? Make me scream, stop. Should I know at every minute what is good for myself, what I really want? Yes, simply yes, but not like this. Something got lost on the way. I've worked too hard and for the wrong person. At the end of the tunnel, there is a place where it's all good. I know, it's happened before. I just need a reminder to make the right decision. I keep hugging, and this time I hug myself.
Wow, amazing. What do you think about the story?
I think it's so relatable. This is something that everyone is going through, this train of thought that keep seeing if whether you're in the right place, whether you do what is right, and this need to be successful. What is successful? How can you be successful when you're not sure of yourself at all?
We start by asking the question, what is success in itself? Because I also feel there's no one dimension to success. There's no one dimension to what is right. And that's why the writer is saying, like, it's not enough. And I don't think, even reflecting in my life, there's a time it has ever been enough. It has never even been enough for myself. I've never seen somebody who is now settled and sit down and think, okay, it's enough for me. I see a lot of very, very rich multimillionaire people still waking up in the middle of the night and working until the middle of the night. And I keep asking myself, what are they looking for? They have everything.
The need to be successful, this is what makes us thrive. And it's a good thing. The thing is that nowadays, when there is some categories of what is successful and what is not, this is where it gets difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Because one person can be so successful with the piano and the other one is so successful with calculation, but the one can't do the thing that the other does, and he will always beat himself for not being that not being that pianist. Oh, I just wish I could play the piano. And
maybe the guy who is playing the piano is good with the guitar, and then he wastes a lot of energy wishing to play the piano, which should be also invested in playing the guitar. You know, I feel, for me, success and this fulfillment thing, I think everybody was born with a specific thing that is unique to them, and it can only work for them. So for me, everybody is successful, because you can find this guy who is not successful with finances or another thing, but this guy is successful with health. He lives however he wants, he eats all the foods he eats, and he doesn't have allergies, and he has because of good health, he lives like 90 years. And this other guy is very successful with wealth, but every time he's in the hospital from one kidney transplant or to whatever thing is happening with their life. And the guy who doesn't have money but has health is beating themselves, saying like, oh, I'm poor, oh, I'm not enough, and this kind of thing, you know?
Yes.
So I think if people speak of success, if it's a specific success, then they have the freedom maybe to judge. But if somebody just starts telling you, oh, you're not enough, you're not successful, I feel it's high time people should raise their awareness and realize that true success is what you define by yourself, and it's for you and towards you and from within you and something like that.
Now I understand this sentence, you will be successful, no doubt, has been bothering me for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Now I understand that they said this again and again during meditation, because this is how you turn successful. When you hug yourself for real, when you're only happy with yourself, content. Wow, this is success, to feel content.
Yeah.
But not in the bad way of, okay, I'm content, I don't need to do anything now. But content, now I can give myself, I can offer myself to the world because I am perfect. And I believe that these are the people who turn out to be also successful in the society measurements.
Yeah.
The ones who are not afraid to do whatever the whatever the heart tells him to.
Yeah, I think if you want to, like, the thing that can lead people to succeed in whatever dimension they choose from is, like, if the success itself starts from within them. And then this gives you a thick skin for other people. And from, if at all people reject you, and you don't reject yourself from within, then you are, then you become more confident with yourself and more successful. Like, is this, the skin is what I'm trying to say.
Rejection from within is so common. And this is, I think, maybe the only cause of suffering. Because people have been living in so many, in hard conditions. But once you have your self-confidence to trust yourself, yes, I can survive, I can thrive, I can be successful, even with what I have, that is not a lot.
Yeah, because I also feel we young people, we are so reliant on other people's opinion that fucks us up really, really hard.
Yo, this can when you kill
go,
a person.
When you go to school and you don't hear a single congratulation, you've done good, you can quit school.
Yeah.
If you go to even a place that you do something and people don't appreciate you, you feel like shit. You feel like whatever you're doing is not good, you know? Because it's like a drug. We have been hypnotized to this thing. When your parents give you their opinion of whatever happens, it applies to your life, and then we depend on society opinion and stuff, and we find love in social media and this kind of thing. When you post things people like and stuff, and they make you more confident with yourself, which should be the reverse. You need to first accept yourself and reflect the acceptance to all the others. It's like you're giving them measures to know.
Yeah.
We can only love you from this particular point to this point.
This requires putting your heart on the table to be fully, fully full, and to not be ashamed.
But
to know that you can give that you have a lot to offer. I think what was most difficult for me, what is most difficult for me, is when I think that I have nothing to offer. This is when I get down.
The fear of irrelevance.
Yes.
Yeah, it's, first of all, I think you need to have this mindset, like, I don't give a fuck. I keep saying this every time. Because it starts from there. When you say I don't give a fuck, it's like you don't care other people's opinion. You don't care if they see you relevant or irrelevant. You know? Mm-hmm. First, you need to love yourself. The second thing that happens is like you start appreciating yourself even before you show people how they should appreciate you.
Don't you think that over-appreciating yourself is also dangerous?
I don't think anything over is dangerous. Because if you over-appreciate yourself, maybe it's dangerous, I think. For example, assuming you over-appreciate yourself to a level where your pride and your ego becomes toxic to others, you know, this can also be dangerous. So I think first, whether it's too much or too low, when it's supposed to, if when it starts from you, I think the point is where it begins. Because if it begins from you, you give people limit. When it's toxic, it hurts you, you know? But staying in this bubble of like closing your eyes and waiting for people to just give you whatever you imagine and dream in your head, I think it's a fantasy.
This is why you have to support yourself. To give to yourself what you need. If you need a hug, you feel like you need a hug, you have to give it to yourself. This is so easy to say, but so hard to practice. Sometimes you really need someone to tell you good job or to give you a hug.
I think for me, if I think of it, I really love a hug from outside from somebody comes and hugs me or like want to give me a hug. It really feels nice, you know. And sometimes I get goosebumps from these hugs because they're like, you're amazing. It means like something big. But the best place I think you can position yourself is trying to be in a position where if there's no hugs around, you hug yourself. If there are hugs, free hugs and accessible hugs, you
take the opportunity.
You take the opportunity. The thing is balance, I think. To be comfortable with all the good and the bad. If there are hugs, okay. I enjoy it to the full advantage. If there are no hugs, okay, I'll hug myself.
Can we talk practically in this?
Can.
Nowadays, looking for a job, you have to find somewhere that people will like you, that they want you to keep coming to work, that they consider you as a good employee. How do you do this? Where do you get? How do you first put yourself out there and say, look at me, I'm so gifted and beautiful, and I need, and I offer myself to the world, give me, hire me for whatever you need. And then to be very also confident that you can do the job properly.
Okay, for me, if I take it in real life situation, first of all, I'll position myself as the employer who employs people. I get hundreds of emails every day in this my multinational company with the coolest business in the world. Like it's a thing, like every young people, they dream they want to come and work in my company, you know. So I get tons of emails of people saying, okay, I want to work for you. I'm very talented. I will dance and steal code for your Google company. Oh, we do this, I'll do this, I'll do this. And you also know, being a good person and very considerate person, out of all these voices, there are people like, hey, yo, this talent is really amazing. I really need it, you know. And then you say, okay, how do you scale up to this? And you need maybe two people to do this kind of thing. It will be really hard for you to choose. So what happens? You put, say, okay, you must have a degree, and then you filter some. You must have, you know, of course, even if you go to and do like an audition where you interview each and every one of them in their thousands, it's impossible to do that. And it's expensive as a business person to do this just for the sake of employing a single person. Sometimes you just put all the names in a box and you shake the name that you pick. You just choose because you need two. And other people know that that some things like this happen. So first understanding the employee's position and then coming back to you. Also, if you have this in your mind, you'll realize like, okay, I'm applying for this job. I'm just sending my positive energies. And the thing, again, I come back, is you need to find your balance. You know, you have, like, understanding these two perspectives. You know, the guy has a challenge of economics, like budgeting the employment process, paying salaries and stuff. And also needs a person who will make his business make profit. And also has the thousands of people applying every day who are all talented like you, you know.
Not sorry. Like me. No one is talented like me.
Nobody is talented like you.
And he will never get to see. No one will ever get to see.
That is the point. If you are the boss, what will you do? If you have 1,000 students who have applied or 1,000 people who have applied for a job and they are all saying they are talented and you have not even seen their talents, what will you do if you want the most talented?
Obviously, choose randomly.
Choose randomly. It's not personal, you know.
Yeah.
But this is where the cosmic intelligence and God and nature thing comes in. Because if you are meant to work in that particular place, everything will just align itself and you'll work. So even when you're applying, when you're going for interviews, it shouldn't be a pressure thing. Just go, give your best. and then just leave and go with the mind, like knowing like, okay, I'm not the only one that the whole universe should focus about and think about how to make me happy and stuff. Everybody is praying the same prayer. They want to be happy and joyful and blissful, and they should get all the attention of the world to make them, the only them, happy first before they make every other person happy.
Yeah, I think now is the time maybe to mention the four agreements that can make someone feel a lot better about this themselves. It's the four things that you have to know in order to live in the society. So the first one, nothing is personal.
Exactly.
Even if you go for a job interview and you are not hired, it's not personal. It's just that this time it didn't work. Doesn't mean you're any not as good. Same thing with relationships. The fact that you didn't work out is not because you're not a good person and there is no love. Just because the other person has made a decision for himself to make his life better.
Yeah.
What is the second one?
No assumptions.
No assumptions.
Don't assume anything. Yeah, it's another good one. I love the second one. And now I'm even thinking more about the first one. Yeah, no assumptions. Also, it's nice. Never, never, never assume anything. First of all, understand your reality and my reality, even if we are looking at the same piece of object like this cup in front of us. It's never the same. I see the cup. I have a lot of background ideas about cups and designs and stuff, and I have also feelings that relate to the same cup applying here. You have different feelings watching the cup. You have different feelings of your background and all information about cups. Some people, when they see cups, they terrifies them, and then you tell them about cups in your excitement, and you expect them to get excited with cups, you know.
Yeah.
So first, don't ever assume this is what I was trying to bring, because our realities are, will never be the same. So ask anything you don't understand.
Move to what do you think this is?
This is a clay cup or
A
mug.
cup? I think it's a pot for making a garden.
It can also be a pot
Yeah,
for.
it will be. You will get very mad if I put mud in your cup, no?
Of course, I'll feel like, yo, there are a lot of plastics that we produce every day and empty bottles. Why would you choose my mug and put
No.
pot plants there? And then, so something like this, it's just me not understanding your perspective of seeing a cup. And you not asking my perspective about seeing the cup because of assumption can create a conflict. And I think this is why humans fight each other every day,
Every
because
day.
everybody wants everybody to be like them, the
Okay.
exact photocopy. And if everybody becomes the exact photocopy, I think it will be
Oh,
really
it will be
boring.
scary.
Not scary, boring. Imagine me and you looking at each other and we laugh at the same time. When you want to speak, you almost speak what I wanted to speak. Then what would be the excitement in experiencing these cosmic dramas and jokes?
Mufti, what is the third one?
I forgot.
Fourth.
I forgot. Is it
Don't take things
recycling?
personally.
Is it recycling? Fourth one?
Recycling.
Yeah, don't recycle garbage. Yeah, but one thing, the topic of the lady who posted on Facebook talking about the yoga class and the statement, it's so true.
Yeah.
And a lot of people go through this, especially my people. Yeah, it's so strong. Like,
No one
people,
is never enough.
no one is ever enough. God is even not enough for them. God demands a lot of things from them, and they try to please God all their life, and it has never been enough. And they keep confessing and repenting and living in fear. They think it's like a rat race, thinking of it now. It's like running over the wind to catch it and tame the wind. Because you'll never catch the whole, even if you catch and pocket or vacuum a few winds, you'll never get the hold of all the wind. So all your life you'll be running, trying to be this holy, you're trying to be this the best person or the best version in the world to become the next Mother Teresa and stuff. And you end up running. Even I don't believe Mother Teresa was like the perfect human and stuff. Maybe out of his charity work, her charity work, people assumed she has a good heart and stuff. Maybe.
Maybe they didn't even assume anything, because once you're given stuff, you just take and don't ask any questions.
Yeah, maybe she was just a good human with selfless, who was selfless and felt bad looking at people suffering and stuff. And tried, and even when what she did, she never fed the whole people who were poor in the world.
She never.
She never. She fed the few. Even it's not 1%. Do you think she fed billions? Even a billion, I doubt. Same with all these people who are celebrated as mighty and great and feel like they own the world.
What makes them great then?
It's money makes people great. It's talent makes people great. Intelligence makes people, in our secular, capitalistic, consumerist society. It's about numbers, you know. It's about numbers, the reality is on the straight line, and they don't see any dimension of success if it's not with figures, economic figures.
This is
That's
really
why they,
scary.
that's why even when they do GDP, they say the GDP of Kenya is this, this, and this. And the GDP of, GDP is, it's about what people export and import. But doesn't mean the country is poor because it has a low GDP. Because you did not account the value of ecosystem, the value of biodiversity, quality of air, and this kind of things. There are a lot of things that should be attached there to say this is a rich country.
There are a lot of things that should be a lot more considered in our daily life. And I feel now that most people, they don't have work and they don't know what will happen tomorrow. This is the time when we finally realize that you cannot control clean air. You have to, this is something we all have to consume. Water, friendships, food, organ foods, food that is nutritious. Wow, nature. I feel like I'm going to be sick if I will have to be stuck in this in an apartment and just calculating the numbers. This is why I don't care why the reason. This is why I don't care. I got this fine of 500 shekel. It's only a number, and yeah, and we had fun.
Yeah, comparing to the value of what we got, it was fun.
Yes.
But you see, they tell us stay in the house until we do our numbers. If our numbers are good, you guys can go out.
Imale.
And so us as humans, we have to keep up with the numbers. Like we need to make sure the numbers go down so that we get our freedom to move more than 100 meters.
Yes.
It's so fucking crazy. And the whole world, I think, from my collective experience, is like they're shutting down everything and just deciding, okay, we will only listen to World Health Organization. And it's not like the World Health Organization knows all the truth about corona and about the available treatments and stuff. And in all websites, I feel like shitty. I see like World Health Organization on everything on Google, you
Yes,
know. And
yes.
this is not true. One organization that sits, I don't know where, unless they convince me, they tell like World Health Organization has employees that are in every 100 meters. There is a World Health Organization person who is doing something with. research on corona and stuff, because the Chinese, they have their own thing, the Italians, the Africans, everybody. And you can find there's a village somewhere remote that somebody has the medicine, and maybe the first person who was sick around there was treated. And because nobody cares about the village or because of its remoteness, nobody knows about this.
Talking about numbers, I'm really curious to know for how much they will sell the medicine for corona.
That's why it's delayed, I
Yeah.
think. This is why this is what I think. I think the first time people announced that the medicine is the vaccine is almost out and stuff, the numbers and the industrial people, well, they were not really happy with the announcement, like it would just come like this.
Why not? What about
Profits. Profits. These are people,
fucking
these
profit?
are people, you know, something I tried to think with my intelligence and say, like, okay, these people, like, if I was them, if I was the leaders, what do they think about their families? Do they think about, they sign shitty deals that even affect their own families and they don't see? So I say, who can do something like this? Either number one, it's somebody whose legs are tied and hands, and is just put there as a pawn or like a puppet. Show, oh God, I am Bibi, I am Trump, I am Kenyatta, something like this. But they don't really make rules, you know?
Yeah.
And then I was, okay, the guys who control the president, don't they have hearts and stuff? And then I thought, maybe these guys have realized the world is already shitty. Really? I don't think they are fools.
So
I think they are very intelligent. They know maybe when we die, we just reincarnate and become another thing. Or maybe this is a cosmic joke of God playing poker with himself. And so they know, okay, if this is a terrorist, he's not killing people. It's killing, God is just killing himself and having fun because he's bored. Something like that. Maybe because they know a lot of things, and they know that, like, it will happen whether they influence or they don't influence. And if maybe also it's because they know, like, they have no power to protect their kids. If they don't do it, somebody else will do it, you know.
Hopefully soon we can protect ourselves without caring for other people's decisions. This is my utopia.
It's an utopian thought is good, but for my utopian thought, I think I can't control what can happen to me. I think also I cannot protect myself. Every day I breathe oxygen outside. Every day I buy food that was made by somebody else. Everything I use was made by somebody else. So if they want to do any harm to me, they can easily do this. Even the internet, why a hacker decides to hack another person and just leaves, you know, to hack you. It means there's something. Why are they people choosing other things, and you just, earthquake happens and you just survive, something like this. I think there's a higher power that protects us and controls everything. So what we just need to do is to sit and be aware and just experience the journey and enjoy it. When it's bitter, you cry. When it's sweet, you enjoy the honey. Yeah, and when it's nothing, you just remain in nothingness. That's why I recommend that you should just struggle to remove all attachments that you have, to become a nobody. Then you're handless. This is my take of living in this world now. Trying to detach everything that I feel so connected to, I try to detach and then become a nobody. And then when I'm a nobody, you can't harm me. If you reject me,
But if you're a nobody, this is not how you can earn your food and money so you can spend and hang out and go to parties. This is our world. Being a nobody is just is wishful thinking. You wish you would be a nobody, but people are coming after you. People need to see all your taxes. They need to see that you have an income. They ask you, what is it that you do? What is your job? What do you want to do in this world? And yeah, you can detach from clothes and from furniture and from stuff like this, but at the end of the day, this is not the world that we are living in.
Being a nobody does not mean like you don't study, you don't get a job, you don't have a family, you don't love, you don't do this.
But it's a mindset.
It's a mindset. It's living with that consciousness, like if anything is taken away any moment, you're okay. Because this is, you have no control over it, you understand? Every day you buy a new phone. It doesn't mean like if you're nobody, you shouldn't use a phone, you shouldn't study. Study, but if tomorrow somebody comes and takes your papers and burn them, you say like, okay, sababa, it's okay. You know?
Yes.
Yeah, this is what I think. Because everything you attach to, after it's taken away, it breaks you. And how do you develop a skin for this? Mm. It means you can go. If somebody tells you I'm ugly, you say, thank you, bevakasha, enjoy. You want some hummus? You know? So this is what I'm striving and I'm thinking. And every time I try to be this conscious. And with time, maybe it will come.
I guess it's the most beneficial way to live, because this will save you from heartbreaks, for sure. There is a but I can't
just
think
about
it.
Baby.
You have to also appreciate yourself, know what you're worth. Like, even if someone takes the physical object from you, you know that, like, he once achieved it.
That is the art of being a nobody. Because when you're a nobody, you know, like, even whatever you have, you deserve them, you know? And, like, nobody can take that away from you. And if they do also, it's okay. It's like when you realize also, like, okay, my body is failing me, it wants to die. You're like, fine. You know? And if you feel like you still want to cling on life and fight the body, okay, you do your yoga and you do your stuff. But always knowing, like, if you lose, it's okay. If you win, it's okay, you know?
Yeah, this is not something that they teach in schools.
They can't teach this in school. Imagine if the whole world, everybody thinks like this. Everybody will be doing the things that they make them themselves happy instead of competing with other people and get to Forbes and all the kind of stuff.
But people enjoy inventing stuff. We think of stuff all the time to invent. This is fun. This is creativity. This should be the thing that rules the world, not the numbers, creativity.
You know the reason why people don't want to show their creativity?
Why?
Because they want to be somebody. You want to be the next Steve Jobs and you're still inventing, like you just discovered something small, but you want to become a Steve Jobs, you know? So the fear of not becoming the Steve Jobs you keep dreaming every time stops you even from pursuing your invention. You know, it's
because you're not Steve Jobs.
Because you feel it's not good enough. But if you're a nobody, you'll be like, okay, this is what I feel like doing and I'm doing it. It's making me happy at the moment. If it turns out to be a Steve Jobs kind of thing, okay. If it doesn't, okay. If it's better than Steve Jobs, it's okay, you know.
Yes. I think Steve Jobs is the one who was not comparing himself to no one. This is maybe one of the reasons why he succeeded.
It's a good maybe, but maybe it's just a story written by a rich man.
Yeah, maybe.
It's always
maybe.
A maybe. When you have money, you can write your own history, how you want the world to see it.
Oh, yeah.
If you're also a king, a president.
Yeah, people have done it all over the history.
Over the history. We can alter history. I will choose how I want to be remembered. I can write a story and publish it. And this is will be the will alter the story, all the other stories people write about me.
This is actually a good thing to do. Write your story. I think I'm going to do it now.